With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden spent the day focused on the Israeli-Hamas conflict. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After canceling a day trip to Colorado to promote his economic message, the president met with his national security team here at the White House. He also spoke by phone with his counterparts in Egypt and Germany. Mr. Biden continues to offer Israel his full support following the Hamas attack, but he and administration officials are working to protect civilians in Gaza from ongoing Israeli airstrikes and an expected ground invasion. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Violent crime across the country decreases to pre-pandemic levels, but property crime is on the rise.
Data in the FBI's annual crime report shows violent crime dropped 1.7% overall. That included a 6.1% decrease in murder and non-negligent manslaughter last year, and an almost 5.5% drop in rape. But property crimes jumped just over 7%. The biggest increase, motor vehicle thefts at almost 11%. Carjackings increased just over 8%. Some law enforcement agencies failed to provide data. Still, the FBI says the analysis represents a little over 83% of all agencies, covering 93.5% of the population. I'm Julie Walker.
NBC News will host the third Republican presidential primary debate in Miami on November 8th and has selected the Salem Radio Network, as well as the Republican Jewish Coalition, as debate partners. The Salem Radio Network will stream the Miami debate on November 8th from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time for our affiliates and Salem-owned radio stations. On Wall Street, the Dow by 314 points, the Nasdaq rose 160, the S&P advanced 45. This is SRN News. President Biden continues to promote the LGBT agenda at every opportunity. Speaking to a gathering of the Human Rights Campaign over the weekend, he condemned the brutal Islamic terrorist attack on Israel, but then tried to tie it to homosexuality.
We have to reject hate in every form, because history has taught us again and again, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected.
The Human Rights Campaign's the largest gay advocacy group in the U.S. and a major donor to Democratic candidates and causes. Pennsylvania counties told lawmakers it's too late to move up the state's 2024 presidential primary date to accommodate Jewish holidays. The County Commissioners Association of Pennsylvania says there's not enough time to successfully administer the election if they must also handle the tasks associated with moving next year's primary from April 23rd. This is SRN News. With its entire state legislature hanging in the balance, Virginia is one of only a few states with a crucial election this coming November. But reporter Anne Marie Morgan says a quarter of a million votes have already been cast thanks to new early voting laws.
Virginians can vote absentee by mail or vote at their local registrar's office. Chesterfield resident Barbara Buchanan says voting in person was easy.
It gets you in and gets your vote counted. It's just like voting on voting day. And the more opportunities you have, the less excuses you have. You have more than just the one voting day. So get up and get out and vote.
To learn which candidates are on their ballots, voters should check online at vpap.org. That's vpap.org. I'm Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.